This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of city-based gas distribution project at Alipurduar Parade Ground in the Alipurduar district of West Bengal. The 1,017 crore rupee project will benefit the people of Alipurduar and Kuch Bihar districts of West Bengal. Speaking at the event, the Prime Minister said Indian economy is progressing towards a gas-based economy. He said there will be no need of gas cylinder in the households as LPG will be distributed directly to the kitchen through gas distribution pipeline.
City gas distribution ka project sirf ek pipeline project nahi hai. Ye sarkar ki yojanaon ki doorstep delivery ka bhi ek udaharan hai. Bharat ne urja ke kshetra mein jo pragati ki hai wo abhutpurv hai. Aaj hamara desh gas aadharit economy ki taraf tezi se aage badh raha hai. 2014 se pehle desh ke 66 जिलों में सिटी गैस की सुविधा थी. आज 550 से ज्यादा जिलों में सिटी गैस डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन नेटवर्क पहुंच चुका है.
Earlier addressing the Sikkim at 50 event virtually today, Prime Minister Modi said Sikkim and the entire Northeast are emerging as a shining chapter in India's progress. The Prime Minister asserted that the centre is fully supporting Sikkim in its growth. He said that Sikkim is to be a global tourist destination. Reaffirming his inclusive development agenda, the Prime Minister said in 2014, we gave the slogan of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas.
2014 mein, sarkar mein aane ke baad, maine kaha tha, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Bharat ko viksit banane ke liye, desh ka santulit vikas bahut zaruri hai. Bharat ke har rajya, हर क्षेत्र की अपनी एक खासियत है. इसी भावना के तहत बीते दशक में हमारी सरकार नॉर्थ ईस्ट को विकास के केंद्र में लाई है. हमें एक्ट ईस्ट के संकल्प पर एक्ट फास्ट की सोच के साथ काम कर रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister has arrived in Bihar. The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 48,520 crore rupees in Karakat, Bihar tomorrow. He will also address a public function. Thereafter, Prime Minister will visit Uttar Pradesh, where he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 20,900 crore at Kanpur Nagar at around 2:45 p.m. He will also address a public function. As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the seven multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during the official visits abroad. In Rome, the all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad held a meeting with the President of the Foreign Affairs and Defence Committee of the Senate, Stefania Craxi. The Election Commission of India today began the 8th batch of training for 373 grassroots election functionaries from four states in New Delhi. Addressing the participants, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said that these training programs are essential to ensure that elections are conducted strictly in accordance with the law. He also emphasized that through the training, participants will familiarize themselves with the provisions related to first and second appeals regarding the final electoral rolls. A U.S. federal court today blocked President Donald Trump's global trade tariffs, dealing a major blow to the central part of his economic agenda. The Court of International Trade ruled that Trump overstepped his authority by using emergency powers to impose broad tariffs on imports from nearly every country. The court said only Congress has the constitutional power to regulate foreign commerce. The Trump administration said it would appeal that decision. The Indian men's doubles team of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty today entered the quarterfinals of the Singapore Open badminton tournament. The playoffs will begin today at IPL T20 cricket. Table toppers Punjab Kings will take on second-placed Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the first qualifier in Mulanpur this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.